This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Journalists have seen more evidence of killings and torture in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital, as investigations get underway. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on what they've witnessed.
Dozens of bodies are scattered around Bucha, six charred and piled together out in the open near an empty playground. It's unclear who they were or under what circumstances they were killed, but one had a gunshot to the head, another smaller than the others, likely a child, according to the head of police for the Kyiv region.
It's horrible.
Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky.
You see, it's just six bodies here, and that house, you can see maybe three, and that house, it's maybe one body. It's shot, they was shot and burned after it.
The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court at The Hague opened an investigation a month ago into possible war crimes in Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's president told the UN Security Council on Tuesday the Russian military must be brought to justice immediately for war crimes, accusing invading troops of the worst atrocity since World War II. President Volodymyr Zelensky, making his plea by video, cited reported atrocities against civilians carried out by Russian forces in the town of Bucha on the outskirts of Kyiv, saying they're no different than other terrorists like the Islamic State group. Zelensky, making his first appearance before the UN's highest body, stressed there are more places in Ukraine that have suffered similar horrors. He called for a tribunal to be established similar to one that was established, the Nuremberg Tribunal, after